boss Keith in studio.
Best weekend of the year. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Yay.
Why is that? Mm.
Well, I love Memorial Day weekend. We're kicking off the summer. It's the best. I always have a good time. The weather's going to be tremendous. Oh, yeah. I love it. And then all the radio stations do fun, like specialty stuff that gets me excited.
Yep.
Have a blessed Memorial Day.
Yes.
Mm. That's what the guy said to pick? Blessed?
Blessed?
That's what I'm using. Blessed or, Memorial Day.
Well, we're going to use whatever we all decide.
Mm-hmm. Right. AJ's doing right? his own thing.
Clearly. What's the point of all this then?
All morning.
I'm going with what everybody else does.
Good answer.
I thought we
Good
were
answer.
Working as a team here.
We were. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
You said you broke AJ's
his
decided.
You broke his bread.
You said it's it first. You said it first. So I'm like, okay. Whatever we decide, I'm just going to say bye.
Right. Great. Blessed Memorial Day. Love, right. love it. Great. Mm. Perfect.
Yeah, bless it or have a meaningful Memorial Day.
That's a good one, yeah.
What was the other one?
Yeah, with Memorial one? Day with the heart thing, with the hand in the heart.
Oh, yeah, and just say Memorial Day.
Memorial
you
Day.
Put your hand on your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to do on the radio. That one's hard.
That's hard to do.
Right. Right. If you pat yourself.
All right, you do it Memorial Day. Yeah, people, right. people who have not listened to the show wouldn't know what was happening.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Blessed Memorial Day. I like blessed. That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Blessed Memorial Day.
I'm not going to see anything.
Was there another one? Was there one other one? It started with an M, right?
Yeah, there was meaningful.
Memorable
Memorial Day.
I don't love that one.
Yeah.
Right. AJ, you should be against that one.
Memorable Memorial Day.
Yeah, he does have problems.
Right now, my mouth's on fire.
Right.
My mouth is on fire right now.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. I had the mild, and it has a little spice, like just right.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel great.
He didn't have any chicken.
Have a hot Haven.
I'm not
Haven
having any chicken at 9:30 in the morning.
I'd love to see you do it.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
All right, big news. Last week, it was announced that Red Lobster is closing 87 stores and filing for bankruptcy. There are 4 Connecticut locations left. And why does this matter, you're saying to yourself? Because of the Cheddar Bay Biscuits. Arguably,
oh, yeah.
Arguably one of the best menu items of all the casual chain restaurants.
Yep.
So with that in mind, we have updated my list of the top 5 chain restaurant side dishes for today.
Okay. Oh,
nice. All right,
so here we go.
Nice.
Exciting.
So number 5. It is exciting, Dom. It is. I hope you're fired up for this segment today.
I am.
He will be after the chicken.
Number 5, the Outback Cheese Fries. Now, the Outback is mostly known for the onion blossom.
Yeah, the Bloomin' Onion.
Right, Bloomin' Onion. Most people feel the Bloomin' Onion is their signature dish. Did they invent it? I don't know. But it's a little too vegetable for me. You know,
it's
still an onion, and I'm against big vegetable, as you know.
Okay.
So when I go to the Outback, it's cheese fries layered. That's how you have to order it. The secret trick means they put cheese in the first round, and then they put fries on top of it, and then they put cheese on it again.
How are you still here?
Right.
It's a French fry sandwich.
Also, VIP tip here, you can get cheese fries as a side with any meal. So it's not just an appetizer. Oh, no. You can have it with your prime rib.
You can say, replace my whatever with that.
And they won't even give you a look. They know that this is a thing. It takes it to a whole other level. It's not just an app. It's a lifestyle.
Can you imagine what his heart looks like right now?
Yeah,
like,
he's
black.
It's all about cheese
like LA in the 1970s.
Right. I plan to be dead by 60. That's my plan.
You're on the way.
I'm halfway there.
Yep. His heart looks like the lady in Beetlejuice.
Yes.
That's working at the office.
Right. Yeah. It is.
Smoking a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah.
Number 4. The aforementioned Cheddar Bay Biscuits at Red Lobster. In the battle of the breads, Red Lobster's biscuits are one of the best. Am I into their endless shrimp? No. Does the fish and chips taste good? No. Does it make sense they're going out of business? Certainly. But somebody listening that owns a restaurant should figure out how to make these biscuits. Don't call them the Cheddar Bay Biscuits. Call them the whatever and put them on their menu.
The Cheesy Bay Biscuits.
Yes, because they're so good. They're just so good. There's no other reason to go there. Except for these biscuits.
Right.
Wow.
Are they good?
They're good.
They were really good.
Hold it. Are they good outside of Red Lobster?
Yes. Yes. They definitely are.
It's not good because everything else in Red Lobster
everything
sucks.
Else is real right.
And this seems like the hottest girl in the room, but it's really not hot.
Right.
No,
right.
No, because you get them before you have your iffy meal. So you eat it, and it's a celebration. You're like, this is going to be the best restaurant we've ever been to.
And then it
goes
down.
What a time.
Yeah.
So I took my youngest daughter. She had never been. And there's one near me. And she's like, can we go? And I was like, all right. So we go. We eat the biscuit. She's cranked up. What a time. And then the rest comes, and you're like, this is why they're bankrupt.
Right, right, right.
And are we near the sea? No. So that's the problem.
Yeah,
number 3, Shake Shack Crinkle Cut Fries. Being the best fast food fries, tough competition. Most give the title to McDonald's. Waffle fries at Chick-fil-A are a winner. Don't sleep on the curly fries at Arby's. But the lord of the fries are the Shake Shack crinkle cuts. Salted to perfection, always hot. If you want to dip them in your shake, that's a party. And now Shake Shacks are basically within a half an hour of everyone. They've made a million in Connecticut. So if you've never been, you should go try these fries this weekend. On your blessed Memorial Day. Like, eat, you fill your face with all these crinkle cut fries.
Memorable Memorial Day.
None of you have had the crinkle cuts from Shake Shack?
No.
Memorial Day.
What do we got here?
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
I'm not sure.
Lori in Bristol?
Yes.
You're on.
I just wanted to tell you, Boss Keith, you can buy the mix in any of the grocery stores for the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Not the same.
And Stop and Shop sells them already made frozen.
Oh. Well, that's big news.
Okay.
And then you heat them for how long? Do I have to?
Instructions.
Like, what do I do?
How old are you?
Can I put it in the microwave?
You cook them in the oven, but I'm not really sure.
There's instructions.
You know, you get a box and you read the back
directions. Yeah.
Just put them right on the grill.
There might even be pictures on the box. I got to drive these kids to softball. I don't have the.
But a lot of the grocery stores sell the mix, the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
Yeah, and he doesn't cook.
You can make them yourself at home.
Right, but then I got to make them. when you go to the Red Lobster,
they're just put right in front of you.
Right, and then I eat them.
That would be smart for a restaurant to pick up on it.
Yep. Right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
It's like
You're welcome.
Show. All right, number two. The giant beer and popcorn from the 99. So when they closed the 99 in Stratford, it was a sad day. But there's still a few more left in the state, Wallingford being the gold standard. The 99 combo of a giant Coors Light plus all-you-can-eat popcorn shouldn't be on this list as an app because it's a dinner. We've been talking apps and sides, but you could do two of these giant beers and bowls upon bowls of popcorn. They won't stop you. They don't give you a look, and you're done for the night. Fair warning, though.
The kids will love it.
They will not serve you a third giant beer, and they're real bitchy about it. So you're like, come on, third beer. They won't. There's some stupid law.
Yeah.
Probably DUI laws, actually. It's probably what the law is. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, the actual law. Yeah.
But even if you're not driving, if you're like, my stupid buddy's driving and he had a small beer, they will not ever give you that third giant beer.
Wow.
And I tell you, I need the third
giant
beer. You
gotta walk outside.
Got a fake mustache.
Disguise yourself.
Come back in.
Aren't you the same guy? Let me smell your breath.
But this is no joke. These giant Coors Lights, they're in a frosty mug. It's like from heaven. And they're huge, and they just keep giving you the popcorn. And as you know, popcorn and giant Coors Lights taste so good together.
I don't know why they won't give you a third Coors Lights. And it's not like actually alcohol.
Coors Lights, it's not like an IPA. That's what I've said. I've said that to the guy. This isn't an IPA. Keep bringing them. And they're like, sir, you have to go. You're here too much.
When you see security coming towards you,
it's funny, popcorn. Though. Nobody wants to do this with me. I want to just go and have popcorn and these giant beers. And nobody thinks this is a good idea for dinner. Like, Keith, this isn't dinner. Feels like dinner.
Keep using that word alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
Number one. The Texas Roadhouse Rolls. The gold medal winner.
They are good.
And casual restaurant bread is the Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
Now.
The butter.
Yep. Have you been to the Texas Roadhouse lately? Because all the other casual dining places are, like, going out of business, but not the Roadhouse.
No.
Always an hour wait. People, like, outside losing their minds. Yep. I don't know what they're doing.
Pick your own steaks is why.
Is that why, though?
Yeah.
Like, the Outback's in trouble, but it's Longhorn's in trouble, but not Texas Roadhouse. Just cranking out rolls and steak, and, oh, it's so good. And that
sweet
butter.
Sweet potatoes. Yummy sweet potatoes.
When it's your birthday.
It's too big vegetable for me, Don. Get out of here with sweet potatoes.
When it's your birthday, they put it on a hobby horse. Yep.
Is that true?
Yep.
Wait, what's this now?
When it's your birthday, they put it on a hobby horse and they all sing happy birthday to you.
That's fake. Really? This is another fake made up AJ story.
No. It's true.
AJ, I think you just did it. I don't think they wanted you to do it.
They sang happy birthday.
You're so immature. You're like,
you put a little cowboy hat on.
Well, I refuse. I want to mess my hair up.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. So, just for a second, AJ went to the Texas Roadhouse, in theory, on his birthday.
Several times.
And they put him on a hobby horse and they sang, we're all going to just, like, we're just going to move to the next segment.
And he never told
us until now. You talk for 4.5 hours every day. Yeah. You've never heard that story.
Okay, and here's the reason why.
Yep.
So here's the reason why.
Your birthday's what? December 7th? Is that
10th.
What it is? December 10th.
You know,
so December 11th, that you're back on the air. What did you do last night? I got on a hobby horse and they all sang to me, text. That isn't a break?
Right. No pictures.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing. Right. The king nothing. Of pictures.
Right.
Yeah. This is a fake story.
I'm sitting there. Like sweating. What are we going to talk about tomorrow for 4 hours?
He's on a hobby horse with a birthday hat on. There are other ways to make fun of me. You've got to figure out every day.
This is a fake story. Yeah. Don't believe a thing. All right, so that's it. Everybody should listen to the radio stations all weekend.
Cheese fries.
Yep.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.